May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. My mother made the best homemade angel food cake you've ever tasted. She didn't make it often. It had to be some special event. But she would make this cake, and then she would do boiled icing, frothy, light. She'd leave it on the counter in the kitchen, and before she left the room would say, "And don't touch that cake." Well, needless to say, I learned how to get a taste of icing and have it appear as though it had never been touched. But somehow she knew. Adam and Eve were gathered in the garden, and God said to them, "You got everything you need here, but there's one thing I want to tell you. Don't eat from that tree over there." So much like George Muir in the kitchen of his mother, Adam and Eve were instinctively drawn to that tree. They knew that there had to be a reason. I think all of us are led into temptation from time to time. I think our lives are filled with things that would draw us in directions other than God would intend us to go. But the thing we learn from the story from Genesis is that even though God cast Adam and Eve from the garden, He never gave up on them. The entire story of Scripture, from this story of Adam and Eve to the very last word in the Revelation to John, and the history of the church from that point to today, is a story of God continually reaching out and drawing us back into the fold. In the prayer that we will say shortly, and many of us have said already today, we ask God not to lead us into temptation. The thing I've come to realize is that rarely does God lead me into temptation, but I do a pretty good job of finding it myself. But this I know full well, that even when I do give into temptation, even when I do taste that icing or do whatever it is, God does not look at me, just as God did not look at Adam and Eve and say, "I'm done. I have finished with you." But God continually reaches out to us and urges us to return. This Lenten season is filled with opportunity for us to take a serious look at our lives, and in the words of the exhortation this morning, to see those places where we have done something wrong, but also those places where we have done nothing at all. Those places where we have failed in thought, in word, in deed, in those things done and left undone. And as we go through that process, as we go through that process and honestly acknowledge the fact that we have fallen short. And we continually fall short of the glory of God that He intends for each of us. That we have a loving God who continues to reach out, to draw us in, and to bring us back. This Lenten season is a special time. It is a time for us to look at our lives in ways that we don't throughout the rest of the year. It is a time when we fully acknowledge that we are and we never will be exactly who God wants us to be right this minute. Not because He leads us into temptation, not because He leads us astray, but because it is our nature to want to eat the fruit and to taste the icing. Thanks be to God. This season gives us the opportunity to know how much we are loved. Thanks be to God. This season gives us the opportunity to know that God does not give up, even if we do. Thanks be to God, I tasted the icing because now I know how much God loves me and how much God loves us. Thanks be to God. Amen.